What I would say, though, and when we did history, one of the things we talked about was the primary and secondary sources. And from very early, we had to learn there's a difference there. So there's a person who may go and use a secondary source and see that as the end-all and be-all of their history source, when in fact they are missing the true element or the true record. So when you say history is dependent on who the person is, that still has to be taken within context, because that may be a secondary source of history.
But the thing is that I was there. I am not as small, perhaps, as you are.
Small?
at least 150 pounds of me was there.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to all of them. Used to give Mr. Marshall a drive up when he was hustling.
So let me stop you there. You were omitted. I understand that. But that is not history in and of itself. That is not a record of all of the details.
Yes. This is the history department of the college reporting the association of the college with the since independence.
Right, and omitted the senator
in the 15 years.
Yeah, and omitted. So I take your point that yes, sometimes people can reflect on what is important to them,
and that is what was important, because I'm saying to you that they mentioned that Mrs. Norma, well, she was Chatterton at the time. I can't remember what was her name again. She died. Hall.
That she won the pageant.
She was acting bursar. For one term or something like that. But it could be remembered that she was Miss Civil Service Independence Queen.
Okay. And people take these things for a long time, you know?
but the point about it is that this creature, whether they liked her or not, happened to be a government senator from 1976 to 1981. And there was no mention.
Yeah.
And the students of history are supposed to learn that. And so people will think that this person is a fake.
Yes, because they're not included when they should have been.
You're knowing history.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. And what I would say, though, and that's why, even for example, when people read something in the newspaper and they say, but this thing happened, or they hear a clip from the news report and say, but you didn't say this.
The point about it is that this is the history department that put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who I know.
I didn't include you.
And Martina was my friend.
Oh,
I went to her wedding. I helped and everything like that. And Mr. Yard, I know him personally, everything. They all knew me. I was not the kind of person that you could not know. You either like me or you don't, but at least you could not ignore me.
I understand, and I make apologies on their behalf for the omission, and I hope that in the fullness of time, when they're probably doing a 25-year, 40-year or something, that you are given your full due. I thank you for calling. This is Dr. Brass. Time is now 12:05. This is Dr. Brastatz. Today, the 1st of August, 2019, Emancipation Day. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon, actually.
Yeah. Good day. This is something to do with the National Housing Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the Democratic Party went power in 2008, they sent out papers to you and marched that same year, telling you you don't have to pay rent for the national housing anymore. Okay.
Say that again, please.
After the Democratic Labour Party captured the government in 2008, I think it was in March that same year, maybe March or April, that they sent papers to the tenants, telling them that they don't have to pay.
The ones who had spent 20 years in their units, yes.
Hello?
The ones who had spent 20 years in their units. 20 years or above.
Yes. Those that qualify.
Yes.
Since that, you wasn't hearing anything at all until, I think it was a month before the last election. They got wrong and telling you that you can go into the national housing as long as you got a letter from them. And their lawyer would get you before any charges from you. You would get your documents for the ownership of the house. Up to then, you didn't hear anything. And as far as just yesterday, you haven't heard anything at all. I am one that been in, and they're taking the papers, and they tell you everything will be okay. Now, as far as yesterday, they are telling you, now the same National Housing Corporation, that all the plans for Silver Hill area, that's what they tell you, for the National Housing Corporation, all the plans going back to the town planning. And I want to know from that time, a month before election last year, and yesterday, the plans is still not returned back to the national housing. I will know somebody at the National Housing Corporation to come out and tell the people what is the real truth.
So I get the impression, the fact that you have introduced the town and country plan, and it means that you are making an extension to your existing property or something?
No, you're not making an extension. They're telling you for you to get your papers as ownership of this house. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay a lawyer anymore of your own. The National Housing Corporation will provide lawyers for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Since that was said to me and to many people, that was since last year, a month before election, and that was to this year, to know you can't hear anything. All you're hearing, all the plans, there was an error in the plans. And the plans went back to the authorities. And I was to say, no, you can't hear anything. How come that there's so much housing in this vicinity, and that was to the day the plans gone back, and that was to the day you ain't hearing nothing? All you are hearing is there was an error in the plot.
So I take it that you have made many trips, made many calls as well to the National Housing Corporation.
You've got to make trips because you can't get through to this. You can't get through this. Many government offices that you can't get through to these days, and you got to make. You have to make trips.
But you mentioned 2008 when the last administration took office.
Yeah,
and then you mentioned the documentation that you would have received, but you also remember there was a period as well when persons actually went and paid money to purchase the lot.
With the same administration, they have sell some of these units, and
the sale wasn't successful.
Get their papers of ownership neither.
Mm.
So I would like to know what the truth, what's real truth going on in this matter. If there's a political something going on or what.
Mm.
Because you just can't keep people in the dark all the time. They're going to force their way into light someday.
It would be good to hear from someone from the National Housing Corporation. Maybe not today on this Emancipation Day, but it would be good to get some clarity. Because I've heard more than one person talk about having not had the completion of their business having started so long ago. So you are just one of those other persons who are suffering from a delay in action. And if it is that the proposal is on the table for your legal fees to be funded, by the government, then maybe that could have contributed to the delay. But and you also mentioned that there was a mistake, so maybe those are some of the contributions to the delays that you're facing. But it would be good to get some feedback from someone who can help you. Thanks so much for your call. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm well. Thanks.
Hey. Emancipation Day. Now, I want to ask a question to you, Down Brass. How come you could go out there at Emancipation Day, but yet there's workers in this country do not benefit from this day? A bank holiday. You got Borough Day, you got the Gatlias and them Day, and these days that everybody in this country should be getting for.
Should be getting a bank holiday pay?
Of course, you're getting paid for today. That's about holiday pay, yeah.
Right, persons who are working aren't getting a bank holiday pay?
I talk about certain workers like me. As we pay work and pay national insurance, and these private sector workers, we ain't getting no raise to pay. But yet, these bankers are coming and you ain't getting the pay, you ain't getting none for these days. It's just the country just unfair to certain people in this country.
So let me just be clear. You're home today, but you're saying you should be paid for today.
Of course.
And you're not getting paid the holiday with pays at covers.
We don't get it.
That's weird. You're a weekly paid person?
Weekly paid person.
Oh, so you're paid when you turn up for work?
Huh?
You're paid when you turn up for work?
Yeah, the weekly paid person, of course.
Right, so if you're not at work, you're saying that you should have.
But how should get paid? You.
I think you do, though. If you're being paid for a week and it is a bank holiday, you get paid.
We should be getting paid, but we don't. Because the government is not looking to the private sector people in this country and see what they are doing. The government knows the private sector get away with everything.
So your contract probably speaks to. Your contract probably speaks to being at work. You're being paid for the days that you are at work. That's very possible. Sounds like there was I heard something in my voice. Indeed. Down to Brass Tacks. I mean, on Emancipation Day, you know, people become reflective to think about different things. And it is important that any shackles are removed, whether mental or physical or otherwise. I see someone on the call. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And yourself?
Not too bad. Maybe not as bad as you are, but I heard you. Hello?
I'm listening to you, yes.
Yes. You asked a very important question this morning, and I think a lot of Bajans should ponder that question. Are we really emancipated? Mm-hmm. I heard that question being discussed in Trinidad on the program recently. And the MP who raised it said, as far as he was concerned, emancipation was not an experience of the poorest people in the society, mm-hmm. who labor from day in, day out, and they always seem, even at the end of their time, they always seem to be still struggling. Those people, he said, as far as he's concerned, are emancipated. As far as I'm concerned, If we are emancipated, why do we have to go back every year to the same story, the same song that we've been doing for the last 50 years? Bussa and Clement Payne. Every year, those two people are picked out for mention, and they go back to the rest, they go back to the speeches. Nobody else, hardly anybody else, is included. And my question is, Why can't all historians who are so enthusiastic about telling it as it is, why can't we get past 1950? I want to hear some history from 1950 coming forward. We hear from 1836 or 1830 something coming up to the 1940s and the Reds and so on. And we don't seem to be able to get past that point. Every year, the same story. I want to hear the period of history where poor black people started to get a little traction. we had to start to have a little water in the house, so I have a light, a little telephone. I didn't want to hear about people who went into business and were successful. You can't go back to climate pain and bust all the time and riot and confusion. That is not the way history should be presented. And that is why a lot of more young people do not pay, they don't pay any attention. It doesn't attract the attention. Because, you know, it's just like we're trying to live a bad experience at somebody's expense. I am asking all historians,
that's interesting,
please move forward. You can't come back to the same spot every year and say the same thing over and over again. 1950 coming, boy, we had a lot of black people who came into their own, either through the skill of vocation. We had black men who became doctors for the first time. We had lawyer firms, black firms who became lawyers, because most of the firms in Barbados were white firms in those did back then. But it is in the 50s coming forward, between the 50s and the 80s, that people started to make a move economically and socially speaking. There was a time when every doctor in Barbados was an English doctor, with one or two exceptions. As I said, there was a time when most black people lived in boarding shingle houses. Sometimes this or the salt of flooring. And we have passed all of that and come to this point now where we own nice stately mansions and so on. And we have, somebody was telling me yesterday, boy, you see chairs? Boy, chairs, you are real pretty, boy.
The what? The
chairs, you must be
vehicles. Vehicles, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, boy, you're going to soon go and park yours because you taking up space. You want more space for your new cars. He also reminded me that 75% of the vehicles on the road are still being owned by the bank. So what I'm saying is,
what about the houses as well? Not just the vehicles, but the houses.
But that's what I mean. I didn't even want to mention that, but since you mentioned it, we owe our souls to the devil. And yet still...
To the who, sir? You're making a strong statement.
Maybe not. Maybe
or
not
you may owe your soul to the devil, but I don't belong
not,
to the devil.
Maybe, but the money is the root of all evil.
No, it isn't. Stop misquoting the Bible. It's the love of money.
Exactly.
Stop misquoting.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're correcting me. The love of money.
Oh,
and you hear that word love there?
Mm-hmm.
That is love and lust is what you're saying thing. No, ma'am, I can't remember your margin. I'm
going to try for you.
Miss Gale, yeah. Miss Lisa Gale. Miss
mm-hmm.
Gale,
G-A-L-E in Norway, and some people message
yeah.
me and say.
Yeah. Miss Gale, I have another problem that I want to put to you. Do we need a central bank? Does Barbados need a bank? And the question I ask that is because we do not have a state bank. We do not have a national bank. The present central bank, which is supposed to protect the interests of depositors' monies and so on,
mm-hmm.
for the last couple of years have been rather dormant. The interest rates have disappeared below the horizon, and yet city banks are charging 3% and 4% for mortgages, and that 3% and 4% is on the backs of the depositors. They take away the little depositors' book, all their records, they charge them extra fees, and the bank has said nothing. The interest rate, if the bank here, Barbara, was smart, what they would have done, they would have pegged the interest rate between 1.26% and 2.5% and leave it there, because you're giving the banks space that they can move up and down and still compete. And they wouldn't have to go back to that. You know, but somehow that has not been touched. The excess liquidity that the financial people here continue to talk about, they're doing nothing but that. The European Commission, when they had that confronted with that problem, they charge the bank 10% surcharge every year on the excess liquidity. And eventually the banks function to do the money. But we are broke for the most part, at least the state is broke. But yes, the private sector has a lot of money up there in buying cash and dust. And we are in need of that money for investment.
the workers too. They said it is a good. I think I understand a good $9 billion in savings belonging to Barbadians.
Yes.
The proportions, of course, are going to be different. It's going to be stacked in different spaces and places, but we do have a large portion of our population who save. Mm-hmm. They don't invest their monies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some people argue that the instruments are not that attractive and there are too many hoops to jump through for a person to really receive any returns on their investment, etc. But you asked a question about the central bank. The central banks are important. I wouldn't ever shudder to suggest that they're not. They help to keep stable things like inflation. They regulate the same financial institutions that we have to play. I wouldn't say play our trade, but we put our monies on them. And then they also implement monetary policy. That's their role. The government, maybe, meaning under the auspices of the Ministry of Finance, they're the ones who deal with the fiscal policy, which has to do with taxes, etc. But there's a role for the central bank.
But, Ms. Gill, look at this here. The OECS has one central bank. You know that? Those nine countries have one central bank.
You know the size of the OECS vis-a-vis... you know the size of the OECS vis-a-vis the other... what we call the MDCs, the more developed Caribbean countries?
Yeah, but you see, the argument has been made that the central bank in Barbados does so little to assist the people and the government of this country. And yet, they maintain these big staff. Staff complements and so on. Before the last government left the central bank, there were rumors that they were supposed to send home about 60 people from the central bank who really had anything to do. But that caused a furor, and I believe it ended up causing him to lose his job.
I mean, you're putting some serious "I believe" and "this is my feeling" and this.
But no.
You know, I try my best, sir, not to make statements. And I did let another caller pass on. But comment Gail, that he made. Yeah, I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Ms. Gill, that is what was said in the newspaper. I didn't make put it there.
One of the previous callers, that secondary information, which sometimes finds itself, well, it is the newspaper, secondary information, because that's been reported by a reporter, the perspective of the reporter, the reporter who goes to the particular venue or the event and take their what is of interest to them, and then when they come back, they share it with either the newsroom or the editor, and then the watered-down version of what their report is then shared. So when you take information from just a news report, that's secondary sources, which is leaving all the primary and important other facts out. That's all I would say on that one. Dr. Brad Stacks.
Hello.
Good morning. Good afternoon. 25 minutes after 12, we go to the latest at 12:30. You're on the air.
Hi, yes, good. This is Mohammed Nasser.
Hi, sir.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good. I hope I'll be able to read the news thing and continue with if it's necessary. You can clarify for me, whenever you tell someone you must agitate but don't violate, you can tell me how you could agitate before violating?
Of course.
Tell me.
Actually, I don't know the full name, but the Barbados Mediation, or the Association of Mediation for Barbados. I don't know the full name, but they also tell us that you can agitate without violating. And I can agitate. Let me give you an example. Let me make it personal. If I'm at home and I feel as though you are leaving the ice trays out too often, and I take, I'm offended, and I say, you know, it's high time that these things get put in there. And every single day, I will make a comment. That's agitation. I am violating your space, and I ain't shouting in your ears or doing anything that's disrespectful. I am violating you or your rights or anything. But I will agitate. Every single time I see you use ice, whether you're a child or an adult, I would say, please refill the ice tray. And I would say it all the time. That's agitation.
But wait, now, and the child or the man, whoever, or husband, or whatever your case, baby, vexed because you're confusing them to put back in the ice tray, so you have to be violating it because they want to do wrong to you, you know.
Yeah, but that's not a violation. That's me respectfully telling, that's me agitating
forward. Listen, that's me, but let's go the other way. Because they have the power,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing you wrong, and you start to agitate, I am going to get vexed because I want to continue to do you wrong. So I can, not you, you will know better, and the man, or boy, I don't know better, but I, the powerhouse, is going to get angry, and that is why you had the violence in them days. Because if the man said, agitate, but don't violate, mm-hmm. the moment the workers start to adjust themselves and make adjustments and demands, they are violating, even though that, I understand what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to find ways and means to force you from agitating, because if you keep agitating, you can keep demanding and they have no intention of giving you anything.
Well, you have said it. You have said it. The music tells us that we have to go. You said you have intentions of staying, so you're free to do so. This is Down to Brass Tacks. As we return, I know we have a caller. This is Down to Brass Tacks, but I want to read a WhatsApp which came in before the caller. It says, hi, why do we continue to express this oppressive behavior? We blacks can open businesses, buy shares, drive, read, write, and own credit unions. We have a local stock exchange. Who is stopping individuals from owning local business? Moving forward, we need to remember the past, but not let it influence your current social and economic state. We control all three branches of government. We elect our own leaders. Who is oppressing us other than ourselves? Why don't our leaders advise more entrepreneurs to have IPOs on the local market in exchange for a lower tax rate? Then government will make revenue from withholding tax and VAT from consumer spending. You're on the air, sir. We're returning to...
Yes, this is Nasser again.
Yes.
Listen, you know anything about horse races? Are you going to horse races or anything?
Well, my family going to horse racing shortly, and I'm going to be heading home.
Okay, fine. Which horse is getting the most blows of the race? The horse is last or the horse is up front?
I thought the ones in the middle jostling.
The ones are between 50% and 100% of hope chance that the Caribbean race is getting the most blows.
Oh, you mean the lashes from their jockey?
Yes. From the jockey.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that don't about the jockey don't waste time beating them because the
they're not winning.
Chance, right?
Yeah.
let me tell you what I said. I heard German talking about black people got cars and black people got houses and all kind of thing. One black company in Barbados that sell motor cars. I mean new motor cars. There ain't a black company in Barbados with a new motor car agency. You know any?
I don't know any, but we have...
Next thing. Look at the housing. The only reason... there's a little hardware here and there that black. But the major hardwares in this country are owned by white people. So the white people knew that they don't open up some avenues for black people to improve, they will not be going any place. So black people are in a better position now than they did in the 1950s.
Because I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you, hands down.
No, you don't agree. But if you let me finish what I tell you, you'll discover that because I put my racehorse in a better stall than you put your racehorse in, that your racehorse is still a racehorse.
But you said that blacks are not in a better position than in the 1950s.
No, you are not in no better position. In the 1950s, people were more prepared to fight and challenge the system to get us where we are here today, where we think is a better position. Now we have all these doctors, lawyers, engineers, architects, all kind of brilliant, all kind of academic minds. I can't say they're brilliant. And we are in a worse position now than then. That thing that you just read there from the gentleman or lady who sent it to you,
uh-huh.
All that is all right if the civil service will work in the tourism interest of developing black people, if the union will work in the interest of developing black people, if the government will work in the interest of developing black people. And I'm telling you, the problem in Barbados is that we are oppressing our own for the simple reason of getting favors from people who don't look like us. And only God could tell me wrong. How can you justify in Barbados that all this work we be doing and only a minority group getting all the work and the average black man struggling and can't get none? Don't you think it's time enough that the government start to share work in Barbados? But if you want,
I think so.
Here,
what I had, which is the conversation I had with the caller, we had a previous caller who brought the discussion when he mentioned reparations and a couple of things. And it was asking him, how far have we advanced as a people? You're saying, no way. I disagree with you.
I know you understand, but I agree with me.
Understood.
Right.
On the basis that if we were, and bear in mind, you don't only look at just people and their dwelling houses or ownership of cars, but their freedoms and their rights, and there's legislation and their things to take into consideration, their policies. As the previous WhatsApper mentioned, was, you know, we elect our government. In other words, there's a level of freedom. It is how we use our freedom that will enfranchise us. And you are making a point in terms of business, and there is a significant gap or difference between ownership in Barbados, where blacks own very little and whites own far more than blacks. In fact, the minority in terms of the population of Barbados is white. Yet the white and Indian, yet the ownership is within those two categories. So that's a question we have to ask ourselves. What are we really doing? How are we spending? Are we being trained or taught to invest and to make better financial decisions? And the answer is no. So we have to inform ourselves. You're making that point there now, but what are we doing differently? Are we teaching students? Are we teaching our young people being taught how to spend money, how to run businesses, how to become entrepreneurs, etc.? And the answer is not a significant amount.
But you know why? Fear. No, listen. Don't let's fool ourselves.
Fear or ignorance? Which one is it?
Don't let's fool ourselves. Listen, if black people decide to spend it for everybody who get rich in Barbados, get rich off of black people. Let me get that straight. You get rich off the poor. So don't let the
money. You get rich off of your practices, though.
No. You get rich off the poor. The poor is who to spend the most money. And even though they work for a little bit, they all mobilize. And it goes to the top. No money don't come down.
You're still there? It sounds as though you have dropped out. All right. We do have some other callers. But the caller was making a valid point there. Would have been good to engage
England,
you. Oh, you're still there. Okay.
Yes, I'm still there. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to tell you, that whether it be America, England, Russia, or who, white people rob and bloodsuck poor people all over the country, slaughter and kill them for the resources that they want. And
which was a certain element of our history. Are we still experiencing that now?
We are still the same way because you just admit, when I say that black people are not moving forward economically in relation to the...
Because they're not making the good decisions.
They can't, because let me tell you why they can't. They can't go to buy a borrow money to invest in nothing. Every time
the bank don't lend? Mm-hmm.
As regular as it should.
Well, I should say that the bank would lend me $150,000 to buy a vehicle, but the bank is not going to lend me $15,000 to start a business.
No, but they do sign that too. They will let you have a few thousand to buy a vehicle, but and you're going to pay it back in 7 or 8 years or 10 years, matter. But if you tell them I want to do the same thing for a house, they won't let you neither.
So we have we have some systemic challenges that I believe are perpetuated by systems, yes, but they're perpetuated by institutions and by policies and structures that retain wealth in certain spaces and places.
Perpetuated by bribes.
So why then we are electing our leaders
and
we are not moving forward as a people on this Emancipation Day? Mm. Why do you feel that is the case?
That is the case because we keep fooling ourselves that these leaders that we elect are strong people. You pick an average people that sit there around for election, the politics. And now they're going to see you standing back in the belief that them is gods over you. They're the average people like you from where you place. You could have ran instead of them. And then you looking for favors now. You go around, you lie. But all your friends who you think got a little more ability than you, you go and tell them all kind of unkind things. And they believe these things. And they'll do nothing to move the country forward with the period ability and put a lot of novices in positions that cannot move the country forward. There's time enough in Barbados for us to start to lose fear. Like me, or I don't fear for nobody in Barbados. Lose fear like me and speak the truth. The truth is that the government of the day, and believe me, I support this government down the line, but I don't support ignorance.
Well, just to go back to a statement you made earlier, you asked the question whether or not there were any black-owned companies, and someone sent me a note to say that Platinum Motors is owned by a non-white.
Platinum Motors owned by some Indian friends of mine.
Notice I said non-white and I did not say black. You just asked me if there were any companies in this country that were owned by black people.
Right, none.
So Peter then is not, he's not black. So
listen.
Okay.
That man is an Indian. Understood. Very nice fella. I like him a lot. But he's still Indian. I have some real good Indian friends, but they're still Indians. And they can close by telling you this because I don't want to call me sure. The reason why Indians are so successful in Barbados is because black people are not intelligent people. They spend all their money with people who don't look like them, and the Indians we should be doing what the Indians doing.
Nasser. I keep hearing this over and over again. So what's going to cause the change? If you have the mass and the majority...
Destroy people like Nasser, who got the guts to say words to be said, I don't care how nobody feel about it. When I joined the Manufacturer Association, the first time I gone in there, four white men, every year they're rotating as president in my fast association. First time they go here, Frank, they serve our life. Somebody should have a real interview here, and he would be able to tell you what he did. I look at these big bunch of black people and say, wait. Oh, a black manufacturer here, and every year a white man is a president. Stand wrong, y'all.
So what I'm going to ask you, when you became president, what did you do to move?
Listen. They do everything that's possible to make sure that I never become president. Ooh. And then one day, a white man from England came down here. These people are nice people, you know. I want people to understand that all that white people do is capitalize on our ignorance, you know. That's all they do.
I can't let you continue, but you made some pretty derogatory statements about black people. Black people are not all ignorant. They're not all unintelligent. They're not all stupid. So I would suggest that you refrain from making those statements.
But I gotta admit that all human beings, including me, you are ignorant. You can't get wrong.
You are ignorant without facts, without knowledge, without wisdom. So I can't say that all human beings are ignorant. No.
All ignorant human beings are anything you don't have any knowledge of, you are ignorant too.
Right. That's what I just said.
All human beings are ignorant.
I'm gonna let you wrap up. Make your last statement so we can get another person to join the program. I'm going to let you wrap up. Make your last statement.
Let me wrap up this here. When a white guy then came down here from England, and he was made president and a vice president. And I told him I'm not going to be vice president under him. So the fella said to me, but Mr. Nasser, I am only here for 2 months. And then they got to go back to England. So I'm not. Well, I said, suppose you're here for 2 minutes. I am not going to be no president under you. How yet here make a sacrifice for all these black people to become president? And they sit down here and vote now for a white man that they don't know how to be president of. Maybe we have to start facing facts in this country. You cannot continue to educate our people and then they pull the self aware from the people who they came through to be educated. And that's all I'm saying. You have to spend your money with people who look like you. You don't have to like me. You don't have to curse, hurt, nor do nobody that don't like you
can't. I'll end by saying you can agitate without violating, right?
Anytime you agitate, you violate because I can get back to bothering me. Anyway,
I'm going to thank you. Yes. Thanks so much. Down to Brass Stacks, a very spirited caller.
He lasted a real long time, too.
Well, that's the entitlement of the moderator.
You said the same thing over and over again, and that's agitation, okay? So, okay, it's nothing new here. Emancipate your mind. Yes, of course. I have emancipated my mind because I do not believe I need an advocate to speak on my behalf. In my world, lawyers do not determine policy. Not for me. They have no business running anything. Not for me. Emancipate your mind in understanding that lawyers have no business running Barbados or determining public policy. This old feeling from way back when, back in the 40s and 50s, when they used to come in the KMPs with ties on and impress people because they can speak better than you. I am your man to represent you in Parliament. Them days are long gone. Emancipate your mind. You are not going to go any further if you continue to rely on this particular fraternity to do good by you. Do you ever see them representing you in court? They normally represent those who can provide them with the largest transactions because that in some way determines how they are paid. They only prefer to deal with the guys who have the money that can pay the kind of salaries that they want or they believe themselves worthwhile of having. And they will only speak on your behalf because they have to go to some forum that they have designed and give you the impression that they're advocating for you. They most certainly are not. Look at their fraternity. Look at their legal industry, the commerce that they're supposed to represent. Look at the courts and the embarrassment that is in. The shambles that they're from the environment that they come.
So the lawyers essentially have us in slavery then, so we are not emancipated.
We are probably part of that colonial ethos that says queen, God, queen, country, and the chief justice, and the law courts. And even refer to them as my lad or my lord. I use the most archaic language in order to represent some kind of argument that's supposed to demonstrate law. That's so obfuscated that you have to rely on them to get it translated in some way. They are not doing you any good. You have to emancipate your mind. I recognize that the lawyers are not the ones to be running Barbados. I know the DLP is bringing another one in front of you. You have to reject that. I would rather have a mechanic tell me what to do, call a mechanic can fix my car. A lawyer cannot. They don't solve anything, but they can talk. And they do talk. Because that's what they do. They have this feeling that I can advocate because they can speak English language better than anybody else. I'm the best person to represent you. The problem with that is that if you're representing me, what do you bring to the table that says that you're representing something of worth that you have in mind? Because they always talk for somebody else, they don't talk for themselves. Now, I see all of these things about relieving the bad people and from 2000 and stuff, and relieving the turf club, as Mohammed Nasser would like to have referred to and stuff. But because these are the people that they have represented in their private lives. These are probably the people that contribute to their particular campaigns and stuff as they're moving forward to come and tell Barbados, I am the man to speak on your behalf, where when you look at the people who benefit are the ones who have put money behind them to get the campaigns done in the first place.
So this life then is a whole farce then?
It's a farce, and they're going to say it comes from England, so we cannot change it because this is what we are used to doing. You have to change it. I would rather see a mechanic run Barbados. Venezuela is trying with a bus driver.
But you're running yourself, though, I hope. Because when you say somebody running you, you mean politics is only but one element of life. It impacts, yes, it infuses a number of things, but you got to make your own decisions as well. As the gentleman said earlier, there has to be some self-awareness. But what I want to thank all of the callers for calling today. Spirited discussions, some. Others informative, others were queries. I thought we had a good day today on Emancipation Day, the 1st of August 2019. I'm going to thank Mr. Dennis Johnson for managing both the calls and the entire, making today possible. I want to thank him very much. And thank the callers as well. We had some rich discussion. I thought we had different persons have some good perspectives. For me, I think a lot of personal emancipation must start in our minds. We must continue to treat people with respect, with love, with kindness. I know that there is a certain element in terms of the systems that we have in place that are not necessarily as emancipating. And we ourselves, we got to learn, get some more information, get some knowledge, learn how to trade, learn how to do things that would emancipate us and our generations to come. And make sure that we sow some good seeds that would last, not only for this particular age, but in the ages and the age to come. And that comes from a lot of self-thought and getting ourselves self-aware and then managing ourselves and then being able to deal with people and also do some people relations, people management as well. So a lot of it is the actions that we take and freeing our minds. I wouldn't say happy Emancipation Day, but I would just wish you a wonderful day as you reflect and commemorate on this important day in the history of Barbados and abroad. This has been my pleasure as Lisa Gale on Down to Brass.